Second meeting has been convened because the previous hearing was not properly publicised, and it is most important that a full and equal opportunity is given to anyone who wishes to raise any issue of concern regarding the project. My name is Roger Eyre, and I'm the examining inspector, and I've been appointed by the Secretary of State to be the single appointed person that is examining this application. With me this evening are Tracy Williams and Steve Parker from the project team. Since all attendees were at this afternoon's second issue-specific hearing, I will not repeat the housekeeping nor safety details, as these remain the same. An audio recording, which will be the only official recording of this hearing, is being made, and this will be made available on the Port Talbot section of the National Infrastructure pages of the Planning Portal website. Before I ask you to introduce yourselves, I should just check whether there are any journalists present. No, or whether anybody intends to record, tweet, or film these proceedings for their own use. No again. Thank you. I'd now like for everybody who is here to introduce themselves, starting with the applicant.
Good evening, sir. Duncan O'Connor from Pinsent Masons, solicitors for the applicant. I'm here with Guy Sims and Mohammed Jahandir of the applicant and other members of the applicant's consultant team.
Thank you. Neath Port Talbot, please.
Good evening, sir. Paul Coleman, planning officer, Neath Port Talbot, County Borough Council.
Thank you very much. And now anybody else in the room who would like to introduce themselves at this stage, if you wish to speak. Since there is nobody else present in the room, I propose to adjourn for 15 minutes just to make sure to give everybody the opportunity. So if you could bear with us, we'll now adjourn for 15 minutes. Thank you very much. Thank you all for your patience. It's now 7:15, and I think we can be assured that no others are going to join us this evening, so we will proceed. The agenda for the hearing was published on the project website on the 1st of April, and we should be following this agenda this evening. I should remind you that if the need should arise, any written summaries of the case put orally by parties at the hearing should be submitted to the Planning Inspectorate by deadline 6 next Thursday, the 23rd of April. We shall be following the required procedure for this open floor hearing. Moving to item 2 on the agenda, oral representations from interested parties. We have been notified of no party who wishes to speak. Are there any other interested parties present tonight who wish to speak? No. I shall move to item 3 on the agenda, which provides the opportunity for the applicant to respond in brief to say any to any submissions made. I appreciate there have been no submissions made, but nevertheless, I should like to provide the applicant with the opportunity to speak should he so wish.
Nothing to add, sir.
Thank you very much. I shall therefore now move on to item 4 on the agenda. Any other matters? Does any party present at this hearing have any other business which they feel should be addressed at this second open floor hearing? No? Thank you very much. So I shall now move to item 5, closing remarks. Thank you all very much for coming along this evening. I should just record it once again that the audio recording of the proceedings will be made available on the Port Talbot section of the National Infrastructure pages of the Planning Portal website. Thank you again for your contributions and attendance. And now, unless anyone has anything else to say, I will declare this second open floor hearing closed and wish you all a good evening. Thank you very much.